Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A $36.5 billion state budget is heading to the governor's desk after lawmakers approved it just hours before the new fiscal year officially began today. WBUR's Asma Khalid has some details.
The budget includes more money for drug abuse treatment and the Department of Children and Families. It also allows UMass to freeze tuition and fees for a second year. Noah Berger is with the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center.
There are some initiatives that are well targeted that address important issues like higher education and substance abuse and child protective services. But in all of those cases, they're pretty small.
Berger says the state is still under the burden of a weak national economy. The budget relies on $140 million from the Commonwealth's Rainy Day Fund. Governor Patrick has 10 days to review the budget and issue vetoes or amendments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
Also included in the budget are salary increases for some public safety officials. Only modest raises, though, for Massachusetts prosecutors, who are the lowest paid in New England. The budget provides district attorneys with 15% pay raises. That increases their salaries from $148,000 to $171,000 a year. Sheriffs and trial court judges will also get pay raises in this budget, but assistant district attorneys received smaller increases, with district attorneys being given discretion to award raises. The starting salary for an assistant DA in Massachusetts is just over $37,000 a year. In New York and Connecticut, an entry-level prosecutor makes about $60,000 a year. For more on this, we turn to Martin Healy. He's chief legal counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So I'm just wondering, can you explain a little bit about why the salaries seem so low for assistant district attorneys in Massachusetts? If you're talking $37,500 for a starting salary for an ADA, and apparently in the budget they get a little bit of a bump, but first off, explain a little bit of why those salaries are so low to begin with.
Well, I think there's been years of neglect toward the whole public service aspect of attorneys in terms of the criminal justice system. For years, it's, the main priority and focus has been on providing law enforcement and police officers with the appropriate funds to do their job. But the second part of that equation has been overlooked, and that is, once individuals are arrested for various crimes, how are they handled in a courtroom? And I think that obviously there hasn't been a lot of thought given to paying the salaries of assistant district attorneys, and I think we're starting to feel some of the effects of the revolving door. We heard testimony recently from a number of elected district attorneys that their offices are experiencing such high turnover rates.
What about in comparison to the district attorneys themselves? Now, they receive 15% pay increases in this budget, and they're going to be making $171,000 a year. So $171,000 for the DA who oversees the office compared to $37,000 for a starting prosecutor, that just seems like a huge discrepancy.
Well, it may seem like a huge discrepancy at first, but obviously the district attorneys that are running these offices are performing very serious public service jobs, and they do deserve to be highly compensated. And I think that their level of compensation on the face of it may seem high, but when you compare them to other states, it's comparable.
The district attorneys have the discretion to try to boost those ADA salaries. Why aren't the district attorneys either advocating or able to deliver more funds for the ADAs who make considerably less than other ADAs in other states?
Sure, Deb, I agree with you, and I think we've seen a sea change in the attitude of the district attorneys in Massachusetts. They did testify at our public hearing on compensation. They are pushing to get more funds for assistant district attorneys, and I think they realize that they need to do a better job in terms of paying these individuals, and they're advocating for them.
What about the sheriffs getting a 23% pay increase to go from $123,000 to $151,000 a year?
Well, again, I don't know the last time that their pay was increased. I'm sure it's been quite a long time, and perhaps, that might seem like an overly, extraordinary sum, but It depends on when their last pay raise was. We just saw the judges get a 21% pay raise last year, but they hadn't had a pay increase for 10 years.
But a cynic might think that this is all about who's got the most political power.
Yeah, but a cynic may think that, but it's not. It doesn't come down to political power. It comes down to who's, you know, where they're being paid in comparison to other states. And, you know, the cynic will see the price of everything and the value in nothing. And I think that we in Massachusetts are finally seeing that some of these public safety positions have been underpaid and attention's being paid to it. So I think it's a good thing, and there may be a trickle-down effect by raising the salaries of these top officials.
Martin Healy, Chief Legal Counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association, thanks very much for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure, Deb.